Well, one of the cultural treasures of our vicinity is in Milwaukee is the Florentine Opera, and they're putting on next week an opera called Three Decembers by the American composer Jake Heggie, and a couple of the principals are here, namely, well, the kingpin for the whole thing, the general director of the Florentine Opera, and he's also the director of this opera, Three Decembers, coming up, and then we also have the baritone lead, Keith Fares. Welcome both back to the midday.
Thanks for having us. Welcome
to the first time for you, Keith. I'm not sure I've ever gotten around to asking anyone this question, Bill, but who decides and how do you decide which operas actually to put on for your season?
Well, if you like them, it's me. If you don't, it's someone else, and I'm just kidding. No, it's me. I make the decisions and recommend it to the board. So, I'm the instigator.
And you have a long history, of course, with the medium, both as a performer of one kind or another, and of course the directing part of it too. So, what made you decide on this one, Three Decembers?
Having learned about the piece, studying it, and thinking it fit well with what we had done. Also, having a real desire to get Keith back here as a performer. He did Elmer Gantry with us in 2010 and did the recording that subsequently went to Grammy Awards. And since Keith had created this role, I thought it was a great vehicle. And knowing Jake's work just made it a natural fit. And then I was lucky enough to direct it this past fall in Kentucky as well. So it's a piece that I think needs to be heard. And I think the fact that it's being done so often backs up that belief, I think.
Those Grammys are exciting things, aren't they?
They are indeed. They are indeed.
So, Keith, what kind of role would this be for you in this opera? How's it compare to, the one you had previously?
Well, this character shows a lot more vulnerability, for sure. And he's not out to manipulate anyone.
Unlike Elmer Gantry, who was kind of a bit of a con artist, right?
I think both characters really want to be accepted. It's definitely showing more of a sensitive side. Not that Elmer Gantry doesn't have those moments, but this is, this role in particular, I think, deals with wanting to find acceptance, wanting to find love and affirmation, especially from your mother.
And your audience.
Yeah.
In terms of the singing, what do you find in this that you don't find somewhere else? I mean, what do you say, I've got to come to terms with this?
Well, I think there are different takes on this, and I try to approach most roles in this way, which is to sing it like I speak. And it's something that, especially when I'm singing in English, I try my best to, of course I have to sing it. I have to connect the vowels because you need it to project over the orchestra because you're not using a microphone. That being said, especially when I'm singing in English, I'm really trying to get the words out and get the words as though I would talk, as though I would speak them.
That sounds like a very tall order because, first of all, you're not speaking them, you're singing them, and then you're singing them unmiked in a large hall to a lot of people, kind of all in one.
You have to take, I'll speak for myself. I mean, I try to take some risks in... I think it's about the vowels. Of course you want to hit the consonants. You want to make sure you hit the consonants.
Without the two of them, you don't have much to work with.
To sing the vowel as though you would speak the vowel, I think that's what is sort of the icing on the cake there. If you can get that word sound, as opposed to, I'm trying to think of a word. Here's a challenging word in this piece, is that I sing the name Bert.
Which is a very short name and it's kind of hard to make much of it.
I have to sing that on a high A flat, I think, or G sharp, right. I forget which one it is. And that is, So I'm going to have to take a little bit off the R. I don't want to go Bert, but if I can get Bert, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Loaded in the vowel.
Try to get it. Try to find that right mix, because I don't want to go. Yeah, I don't want to just go sing ah all the way up there, because then you're just singing ba.
Who would think there would be so much loaded into Bert?
Yeah.
You know, and I think one of the reasons why Keith is such a favorite of contemporary composers is because of that very naturalism he's talking about. He does very well while still singing with a beautiful line. And I also think the two pieces we've talked about, Ummer Gantry and Three Decembers, both have really great libretto, great English librettos. Gene Shear for Three Decembers and Herschel Garfein for Ummer Gantry. And I think that goes a long way toward achieving that naturalism while still being lyrical.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like. We'll find some of this naturalism in Charlie's aria. And this is Keith Ferris as Charlie. And where else? Oh, was this the Houston Grand Opera performance that we're hearing here?
Correct, yeah, that from the world premiere production.
Kurt. She called him Kurt.
You okay?
His name is Bert. It's been Bert the 900 times she's met him.
How could she do that?
Bert with her grandkids, Bert at her opening night. Holding him close and saying, "You're okay, Bert."
You're okay, Bert. The American idiom and opera, it's an interesting collision, isn't it? Because on the one hand, you've got this very low-key, very workaday vocabulary to work with, but the rather elevated emotions and music that go with it.
Yeah, I think it's true in every language. We just don't experience it. You know, when we hear Che Gieli da Manina sung by Rodolfo, to an Italian, your tiny hand is frozen.
Right.
Probably sounds as pedestrian as saying, "You're okay, Bert," sounds to us.
Yeah, that's a good point. For better or worse, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
There's something to be said about mystique, isn't there?
There is. There is.
Well, this was you 8 years ago, Keith, and wonderful. Beautiful, actually, lyrical sound, but that was 8 years ago. You're still relatively young. Your voice has deepened, I think, by the sound of it. So how would you do that differently today?
It'd be a little louder. I'd say that. you know, it's hard to tell. It's because what you hear when you're singing is not what everybody else is hearing.
Sure.
I'm working a lot off of feedback that I get, and since then, I mean, in the past 8 years, I remember when I was in my early 20s, especially, you know, one of the complaints was that there would be a hard time hearing me if the orchestra got too big. And
well, that's always a problem or a challenge, isn't it?
Of course, and it's young singers too, because you don't want to push it. You don't want to push it too hard. And I think I used to play it safe, and then there are certain roles that stretched me, like doing Ummer Gantry. That's one of those roles that there really wasn't a standard for it, and so I just jumped in and did what I had to do, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Made the mold. Yeah.
And I found that I could be louder than I had been, you know? And so that was the thing. People, I would say, "Can you hear it?" And then I would start getting funny looks like, "You kidding me? Of course I can hear it." So that was nice to hear. But it's, I suppose the voice has gotten darker. Probably more cut to it. It's become more mature.
But as they say, never sing louder than beautiful. And he does, and he does not do that. It's always got a really beautiful sound to it. So,
good point. Well, we have some more here too. This is also from this opera, Three Decembers by Jake Hege, written obviously more than 8 years ago, but not very long ago.
No, 2008 was the premiere.
2008.
That was the premiere. 2008 was the premiere. We workshopped in 2007. So.
Yeah.
And just before we hear this next aria, or duet actually, the premise of these three Decembers, it's three different decades.
Three decades in the life of this family, a brother, sister, and their mother, and in the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. And it's all about the relationship between a very successful Broadway diva and her two kids, one of whom is an alcoholic, one of whom has a lover with AIDS, and how those dynamics change over those three decades. It's a fascinating piece in that regard, yeah.
So it's about family.
It is about family.
And the changes that they undergo.
Yeah.
Right up there with Downton Abbey.
Exactly.
And in this duet, what are we hearing?
Okay, so the opera begins with the brother and sister over the phone reading their mother's annual Christmas letter. As she writes one letter that she sends to both of them. It's kind of funny because it's something that I even just noticed recently was that in the letter, she's written a line: "Charlie, I'm sorry for all the vile things I said to you, and I forgive you for the even viler things you said to me." But she's written that the sister is reading the copy of the same letter. so they read this letter together, and in the letter, the mother has reminisced about when she and their father were younger, and they were in San Francisco, and they walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. And this is news to the children. They say, "I don't remember this. I don't remember this story." Well, Charlie, at this point, currently resides in San Francisco, so he gets a huge kick out of that. Neither of them has any clear memories of their father, and so there's that. There's that need, too. There's that desire to feel a connection with their father. And so what the brother and sister had decided to do is to meet in San Francisco and go walk the Golden Gate Bridge together, like their mother and father did when they were young. And so this duet is they're coming to the bridge, and then they begin to remember, you know, what's the sister, B asks Charlie, "What do you remember about Dad?"
Okay, and the part of B is sung by Kristen Clayton, and, mm-hmm. and again, Keith Ferris, my guest today, is Charlie in this duet from Three Decembers.
What do you remember about Dad?
I can hardly remember Mom, much less our father.
Yes. It was love. I remember sitting in his lap.
He would sing a lullaby about the moon.
Yes, I remember that.
I think his voice was soothing.
Soft yet soft.
Well, speaking of soothing voices, those actually are two soothing voices there, a very gentle duet between those two characters, Charlie and B, in Three Decembers. You know, as you... not to by any means discount the current opera, but as you have developed as your voice has developed, Keith, are you thinking, okay, now there is a role that I'm ripe for? What role would that be?
What role would that be? Huh. That's a tough question. I've gotten to cross a lot of stuff off my bucket list.
Are you listening, Bill?
I would.
We have plans for Keith. Don't worry.
I would be, before I die. I'd like to do a real warhorse. I'd like to sing a Verdi baritone role, because I don't get to do a lot of that type of repertoire. I get to sing Bohème all the time. You know, Marcello is a very good fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
That fits like a glove. You don't even have to think about that. I like to sing high baritone rep as well, so any of the French repertoire is I would love to do a Pélléas someday. would love to sing a Pélléas. I'd love to sing a Billy Budd before I get too long in the tooth.
It's a
young man's role.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else is out there, but yeah, I mean,
you wait too long, you have to do Claggart instead of Billy Budd.
I know. I did Donald in Billy Budd, and I remember there was a guy in the cast who was doing Redburn, I believe.
Yeah.
And he had leaped over the Billy. He never got a chance. He was lamenting. He's like, I thought I'd get a chance to do Billy before I did Redburn. I guess not.
Okay, good luck to you on that. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
And then is this the finale of the
finale of the opera
itself?
Yeah.
Okay. And this brings in, is it Frederica von Stade?
Right, who created the part.
Okay, yeah, and you did some, or actually Jake Hege did some work with her. Yeah.
Right, I mean, he wrote this for her and Dead Man Walking and a number of other things. They have a long-term relationship professionally.
And so she's singing the part of Maddie.
Maddie, the mother.
This brings back Charlie and B in the finale from Three Decembers by Jake Hege. That's the way the finale sounded in Houston at the Houston Grand Opera some years back, and probably it's going to sound much like that, possibly even better, when the Florentine Opera of Milwaukee puts it on with my guest today. That's Keith Ferris, who is the part of Charlie, plays the part of Charlie, and the whole thing is being directed by an occasional guest here on the midday, Bill Florescu, who's also the director of the Florentine Opera.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you both back.
Great.
Those performances, again, they begin March 11th. That's a week from Friday. There are a total of five performances at Vocal Hall at the Marcus Center in Milwaukee. So we'll break some legs there. So got a great project to work with there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.